Dependable, accurate forecasts every hour, every day on 680 WPTF with the largest and most experienced radio news team in the Triangle, the National Weather Service, ABC 11 AccuWeather, and First Alert Doppler XP. Get it here. News Talk 680 WPTF. Scott Fitzgerald is on demand at WPTF.com.
Dr. Faisal Hossein joins us now, professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the Tennessee Technological University. Dr. Hossein, good morning and welcome to North Carolina's Morning News. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. Good morning from Tennessee.
Well, thank you very much. Right back to you from North Carolina here. Dams have been around for a long, long time, but massive buildings and massive construction projects really began about 75 years ago. What have we learned about these dams and what they do to our weather? Apparently some scary stuff.
Yes. They've been around, as you said, for quite a while, and we've known a lot about the more, you know, visible effects, like, you know, they reduce the flow downstream. Of course, they do very good things, too, like flood control, water supply, recreation, fishing. But what we are seeing now is when we wanted to study all the dams around the world, we've been hearing some stories about flooding problems around dams, like these dams having to keep their spillways and the gates open more than often. And when we did a study globally, what we have been seeing is some trends, a little bit alarming in the sense that these dams, the very dams, these reservoirs, may have made these heavy rainfall events much more frequent. So, in other words, they're actually making the flooding worse.
Huh.
Yes.
And then when you combine years and years of the sediment and the silt building up at the base of the dam there, which is inevitable if they don't dredge that out there.
Exactly.
Then these dams don't hold the volume that they were meant to handle. And if we get these big extreme events, then what happens?
Exactly. Like you, as you pointed out, with every year the dam ages, it loses a lot of its storage capacity. Like, for example, I think Lake Mead between 1930 to 1960 probably lost about 30% of its storage. So this really means that, you know, as with every year the dam ages, under certain circumstances, if the conditions are right, it may create more of those heavy flooding. Those might become more frequent, which means that it would have to have more storage, but it doesn't. So therefore, the dams are actually forced to kind of keep their gates open, meaning more flow downstream, and you're not having as much flood control as you would like to have. And it seems we are hearing some stories here and there in the U.S. and, of course, across the world for certain dams.
Now, when you take a look at the dams across the world, the Grand Aswan Dam is one that seems to come to mind that that I first remember hearing was causing problems. Wasn't necessarily with climate. What is your knowledge about that one and the problems that that one has caused?
I have no idea about the Aswan Dam, I have to be honest with you. This climate angle is relatively new, I have to say, about, you know, a big pool of water that the dam creates, offering or, you know, supplying a lot of moisture to the air, thereby leading to more rainfall and probably heavier rainfall in the vicinity of the dam.
Now,
that's
a
new angle.
How long have you been studying this, and what was it first that made you think, there might be something going on here? What triggered that?
Yeah. It's about, like, a little over a year. I am a water resources engineer. I'm a hydrologist by training at Tennessee Tech. And, you know, as part of teaching a course, I was reading this story on about the Folsom Dam on the American River. Incidentally, it's the first dam, I think, where we had hydroelectric power generation in the U.S., in our country. And this Folsom Dam has an interesting story in the sense that when it was built by the United States Corps of Engineers in 1955, it was thought to be high enough to handle a 500-year flood. In other words, like a flood heavy enough that would occur probably once in 500 years.
Okay, we're talking serious rain and flooding then.
Yes, serious. And usually dams are kind of designed like that for really big magnitude events. And as time went by, there was a lot of flooding in the 50s, 60s, and also in the 80s, which kind of led people to take a look at it again. And they had everything revised. And now, from what we know, it seems this dam is good enough only for a 70-year flood. So you see the big difference. From 500 years, it kind of went down to 70 years.
Wow, that's a big change.
It is a big change. And now the Corps of Engineers has this proposal to raise the height of the dam by about a few feet. It's a billion-dollar project to make it good enough for a 250-year flood. Now, Sacramento and a lot of other cities are downstream end of it, so they're kind of...
They got their eye on it, for sure. Now, how you're saying that the dams can cause changes in the local climate. We've got about a minute left here. Does the same thing happen, I've heard, with large cities, with when you've got so much concrete and so much some blacktop and asphalt and generators and air conditioners and heaters going on and cars and stuff like that? Is that, to your knowledge, is that the same?
Does it happen? It's very similar, and my good colleague, Dr. Marshall Shepard, who's now at the University of Georgia, he was formerly at NASA, he was the first to look into it deeply, and he found out was that some of the southern cities like Dallas, Houston, and Atlanta, over the 30, 40 years of growth that they've had, you know, the urban sprawl, that has led to very extensive occurrence of, say, thunderstorms, heavy rainfall in certain parts of the city has really massively altered it. Because what happens with all the construction going on, it changes some of the properties of that particular area, and it makes the conditions right for heavy rainfall.
You get a lot more lift. You get a lot more lift and hot air going straight up.
Yes. Yes, the hot air, exactly. The heat out and the hot air, it makes the conditions right.
All righty. Well, pretty soon we'll be saying, damn those dams because of problems. Dr. Hossain, appreciate your time. If somebody wants to find you online, where do they go?
We have our website at TennesseeTech.edu, TNTech.edu, and just give a search and just can find me there.
Scott Fitzgerald, weekday mornings 5:30 to 9, News Talk 680 WPTF.